It's Food Fun Day on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. This week, WOOC correspondent Tatiana Moraney visited 22 Second Street, a wine store in downtown Troy area with a selection of natural and organic wines. Tatiana spoke with store owner Heather Levine about her wine shop and how she manages to select the perfect wines for every occasion.
So Heather, tell me what influenced you to open up 22 Second Street Wine Company.
Well, it was really a spinoff of our wine bar, Lucas Confectionery. We had had the wine bar for a couple of years and found that our guests were really excited about the types of wines that we offer, which are a little bit different from a lot of the wine that you find particularly in the Capital District. And we wanted to give them another outlet to have access to that wine and so they could take it home and, you know, host dinner parties and drink on the couch and that sort of thing with the same types of offerings. And
so how long has it been open?
Good question. We opened November of 2015, so it's just over 2 years.
And how do you feel about, you know, the wine store? It's, you know, it's obviously something different than the wine bar.
Yes.
It's more of a retail space rather than, you know, dining.
Yes. So it was interesting to make that transition from sort of from dining, restaurants, bars into retail. And it's really been a pleasant surprise for me. I always say that the wine shop is sort of my peaceful space. If you have ever been in or have never been in, it's all white walls, whitewashed brick, and just a very it's a tiny space where we really are very thoughtful about the wines that we bring into the shop. So you're not going to find necessarily one of everything, but you're really going, of the hundreds, thousands of wines that we've tasted, we just bring in the things that we think are the most special.
Yeah, I noticed it's very, the ambiance is kind of like minimalist, but very like clean.
Yes.
Talk about maybe who had a part in designing the space.
Great question. I think the building had some awesome bones. It was vacant for quite a while when we purchased it. And for some reason with that space out of the gate, we knew we wanted it to have a very clean look. And I think that is important with retail. We didn't necessarily know that at the time because we don't have a retail background. But it is really important to have a clean, well laid out, pleasant, welcoming space.
Talk about the wines that you guys have there.
Yes.
You know, what kind of wines do you have?
Great question. So I think first and foremost, everything in the shop is a small production wine. So nothing is mass produced. You're not going to see anything like cupcake or yellowtail or cake bread. We search for wines. And when I say search, that's like, I think the best verb to use in this case, we search for wines that are perhaps a little bit off the beaten path, for wines that where we can identify with the growers and producers. We work with importers and distributors who are also smaller and who are doing the same thing on their level. In addition to being small production, 99.5% of the wines in the shop are either organic, biodynamic, or natural. And natural is a very broad term that has lots of definitions right now. If you looked up natural wine, you'd probably find, I don't even know, 50 plus definitions of what that is. And everyone kind of has their own little take on it. But for us, it's the idea of minimal intervention in the winemaking process. So really, not taking away or adding too much to the grapes and really letting the grapes and the land do their own thing.
You sound like you really respect the art of making wine. Talk about maybe how you got into wine. You know, it's not something, you know, unless you grow up on like a vineyard or something, it's something that people tend to find hard to learn about.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking with someone about this the other day, but wine so much for me is about the people and the stories. That is integral. both in terms of who's making the wine and how it's getting to us. When you think of all of the steps that it takes to get here, it's kind of crazy. The vines need to be planted, and then someone needs to take care of those vines, and then somebody needs to pick the grapes, and then you start the actual winemaking process. And then from there, the growers, producers often meet with importers who determine whether or not they think it makes sense to bring their wine from, let's say, France into the United States. And then from there, there are importers and salespeople who are actually going out and selling those wines. And then, you know, they're selling them to us. And it's this whole community and the relationships that are built on that community that I really love. I mean, obviously I love drinking wine. Who doesn't? But there's that social and also sort of like a little bit academic side to it that really gets me excited.
It sounds like it's definitely an intricate process, and you cannot help but be drawled into all the different factors and all the different elements of it. So I know for me, like, I'm always wanting to like learn more about wine, but you don't always feel comfortable like buying a whole bottle of wine, and yeah. Then you're like, oh, this is not good. Do you guys do wine tastings ever?
Yep. We almost always have a bottle of something open in the shop, so even if you don't, if you walk in and you don't see something, and we're not doing an outward tasting, if you ask whoever's working in there, if there's anything open, they'll likely say yes. So that's sort of a little secret there. there is a lot of crossover between the wine bar, Pex Arcade, and the wine shop, and so you can either taste the same wines or very similar wines in the restaurant and wine bar, and then potentially purchase those in the wine shop. And if it's not something that we have there at the moment, it's most often something that we can bring in for you.
Awesome. Awesome. So tell me about some of the specific wines that you guys are carrying right now during, you know, the winter season.
So anyone who knows me even a little bit knows that I'm obsessed with bubbles. That's pretty much like my go-to. The first thing that if somebody says, what do you want to drink? More often than not, my answer is bubbles. Lots of reasons for that. One, super refreshing. Two, pairs really well with food. Like if you have a big group of people or you're eating a lot of different styles of dishes, you really can't go wrong with opening a bottle of bubbles. And I think, you know, another thing is that they're often a little bit slight. You can find a lot that are a little bit lower in alcohol. And so, you know, I don't drink to get drunk, but I probably want more than one glass of wine, and so bubbles work.
And when you say bubbles, are you referring to like it's bubbly, like champagne or something like that, or like it's like a brand or a certain type of wine?
Great question. There are lots of different styles of bubbles. I love them all. I love champagne, and champagne is champagne method is a specific style of making bubbly wine. But champagne itself has to be produced in Champagne, France, in order to be called champagne. There are lots of other wines that are produced in that same style, but not in champagne, so they cannot be called champagne. I also really love, people are probably familiar with Lambrusco. They probably think of their grandmother's house and super sweet, almost syrupy, bubbly wine. But there's this whole new world out there with Lambrusco right now, which offers you anything from an incredibly dry, funky, tart, sparkling red wine to something that does have a little bit of that more frizzante and residual sugar to it. But that's something else, particularly around the holidays, that I like to drink. I think just having red bubbly in your house this time of year is kind of the perfect festive wine.
I agree. I too share a love of bubbles. So I'm glad you talked about that. So if people want to learn more about 22 Second Street Wine Company, where would they go about doing that?
You should definitely check out our Instagram, which is 22 Second Street Wine Co. It gives you a great sense of the type of selection that we're cultivating in there. In addition, if you go to winetroy.com, That is our website. We are getting ready to launch an online sales program as well. So you could actually either place an order and have it delivered directly to your house, or take a look at what our offerings are and kind of think about what you might be interested in before you actually get to the shop.
I love the idea of getting wine delivered. Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
I mean, what's better? You don't even have to leave your house to get some awesome wine.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That was Heather Levine, owner of 22 Second Street, talking with WOOC correspondent Tadia Moraney.